welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. A Morgantown 4-H member will help lead the Kentucky 4-H organization during the next year. Luke Jacobs from Butler County was elected vice president during the state teen council meeting in June.
A very, very high honor, and it's one that comes with a lot of work for sure. But it's something that can be obtained, and whenever you do obtain it, it's a really great feeling to see that you can now represent Kentucky 4-H at a state level and even a national level throughout it all.
Jacob says he began his 4-H career as a novice.
I started whenever I was in Clover Buds at 7 years old. My first project was a popcorn project where we popped popcorn and watched an entertaining movie. And it was from there that I found my interest and my love for 4-H. And so I went on from there to doing more projects, to refinishing furniture, doing electrical projects, getting involved in country ham.
He says he has come to enjoy the leadership aspect during the past few years.
The past couple of years, I got really involved in leadership activities, and through that, doing state team council, and then coming on now to being a state officer. So it's been something that's really taken up most of my life and throughout it all. Yeah.
We'll have more in a moment.
What's your favorite thing to see in Kentucky? The answer is different for everybody. But whatever you do, don't let the last thing you see be your phone. Join Kentucky Farm Bureau in getting the word out about the risks of distracted driving. Encourage others to drive distraction-free and pledge to do so yourself. A message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau. KFB loves KY.
Kentucky 4-H Vice President Lou Jacobs says he wants to expand the membership of the organization.
Help get the Kentucky 4-H word out, trying to get more people involved. It's been known that Kentucky 4-H has more women than men in it, and so one of my goals is try to broaden that to where it's more even, so trying to get more men involved in 4-H, trying to especially go out into the schools and trying to get people and youth and teens to see what great opportunities and how much fun they can have in the 4-H program.
He adds he's looking forward to the next year.
One of the busiest years you'll have, but it's one of the best years you'll have at the same time. But so I foresee trying to balance that as well as balancing a job and school along with it all. So it's one that definitely takes up a lot of your time, but in the end, I haven't heard any past state officer that ever regretted doing this.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.